أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويوم نبعث من كل أمة شهيدا ثم لا يؤذن للذين كفروا ولا هم يستعتبون. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned different types of bounties that He had bestowed upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the homes that He has given us, the homes in which we live. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the primary purpose of a home is so that it provides serenity, it provides peace and comfort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the hides of the animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the fur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained how we use all these hides and the wool and so forth in order to produce and manufacture household products and other things which we take benefit from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the shade that things give off is also a form of His favors upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the garments that we wear. And then in today's ayah number 84 of Surah An-Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the day of Qiyamah and how the different nations will be resurrected before Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that every ummah, every nation from the time of Adam alayhi salam right up to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will all be divided into groups. So the ummah of Nuh will be in a certain particular demarcated section. The ummah of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, the ummah of Isa alayhi salam, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will all be in special sections on the day of Qiyamah. And at the head of every ummah will be a shaheed, a witness who will testify against those who had rejected him. And who will that shaheed be? Who will the witness be? It will be none other than the Nabi himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ نَبْعَثُ. And remember the day of Qiyamah, when we will appoint مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ, from every ummah, from every nation, we shall appoint a shaheed, a witness, one who will testify against his people who had rejected him. ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who committed kufr, they will not be allowed to make up excuses. Today, when there is a witness or there is testimony that is submitted to the court against you, you are given the opportunity to respond. You are given the opportunity to explain your version of the situation. But on that day, when the Nabi will testify against the rejecters and the deniers and the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَا يُؤْذَنُ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Those who had committed kufr, they will not be allowed to make up excuses and to respond to the testimony of the Anbiya. وَلَهُمْ يُسْتَعْدَبُونَ. And they will not be given the opportunity to turn to Allah and repent and to make tawbah. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الْعَذَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when those who committed dhulm, those who had wronged themselves and who committed oppression in this world, when they will see the adab, when they will see the punishment before their eyes, فَلَا يُخَفَّفْ عَنْهُمْ, it will not be lessened. The adab of Allah will not be lightened. It will not be decreased. It will not be lessened. وَلَا هُمْ يُنظَرُونَ. And they will not be given any respite. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks of the situation of the mushrikeen, the polytheists, those who had ascribed partners unto Allah. Allah says, when they will see, وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, what will they see? شُرَكَاءَهُمْ. Remember elsewhere we had learned that all the false gods that were worshipped in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to be present on the day of Qiyamah. Whether it was an idol, whether it was a tree, whether it was a piece of stone, whatever it was, all those false gods will be presented before those who had worshipped them in this dunya on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says it will happen. وَإِذَا رَأَى الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا They will see the shuraka, they will see all the false gods before them. قَالُوا They will turn to Allah. The mushrikeen. رَبَّنَا هَؤُلَاءِ شُرَكَاؤُنَا Oh Allah, those are our shuraka. They are our partners. الَّذِينَ كُنَّا نَدْعُوا مِن دُونِكَ They were the ones who we supplicated to and called towards and worshipped besides you. فَأَلْقَوْا إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ Allah will allow those false gods to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the ability of speech. And they will speak out. And what will they say to these worshippers who had worshipped them in the dunya? إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ All of you are liars. You are all liars. How dare you claim that we are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's associates and partners? وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ السَّلَمِ Allah says on that day, all the mushrikeens will embrace Islam. On that day, أَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ They will present to Allah on that day, السَّلَمْ, full submission. Salam, Islam. Full Islam, they will come and they will submit and surrender themselves before Allah Azza wa Jal as Muslims on that day. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And all that they fabricated in this dunya in the form of false beliefs, in the form of false ideologies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of that will be lost and it will not come to their aid on the day of Qiyamah. الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا Those who committed kufr, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And who prevented others from the way of Allah. One is they committed kufr, and one is they use certain mechanisms and certain tactics and certain methods to divert others from the way of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zidnahum adhaban. We will add up punishment, فوق العذاب, above punishment. One punishment on top of another punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِمَا كَانُوا يُفْسِدُونَ Because of all the mischief and all the corruption that they had carried out in this dunya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding.